Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day to experience you, to hear from you, to call on you, and acknowledge you in all our ways. So thank you. Thank you for this word here in Psalm 107, Lord. Make it a reality so we can sit fresh and we can enjoy it this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Family, it's Psalm 107 and we're doing 1 to 9, but it's two portions I broke up. The whole psalm I broke up into seven portions, but we need to break it down into six, so we'll do two this morning. So verses 1 to 3 and then from 4 to 9.
Let everyone give all their praise and thanks to the Lord. Yes, why? He's better than anyone could ever imagine. Yes, he's always loving and kind, and his faithful love never ends. So, go ahead, let everyone know it. Tell the world how he broke through and delivered you from the power of darkness and has gathered us together from all over the world. He has set us free to be his very own.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful, eh? God doesn't want us to be quiet about this great and this beautiful salvation. And it's so wonderful here as we see he has delivered us from the power of darkness. The power of darkness has got no hold on us. And this lies and deception are done in ignorance and that's going on around the world. It's got nothing in us. It's not a part of us. Amen. He's delivered us from sin. He's delivered us from the consequences of sin and gather us together from all over the world. So it's so wonderful. We've been gathered together. We are one body in Christ, a new man. Amen. And set us free to be his very own. And this is what we proclaim and this is what we walk in. Amen. We have been delivered. We are new creations to enjoy freedom, to express the uniqueness of our salvation. A very unique salvation for each and every one of us. That's why he says, work out your own salvation. And now you'll go and you'll give some different scenarios of how people have come out in various ways, out of the darkness, into the body and into the freedom. And what we're just going to see here is that thanksgiving and praise is so important. Or let's go first, the calling the Lord into the situation, and then thanksgiving and praise. Okay, from 4 to 9, my sweetie.
Some of us wandered in the wilderness like desert nomads, with no true direction or dwelling place, starving, thirsting, staggering, we became desperate and filled with despair. Then we cried out, Lord, help us, rescue us. And he did. He led us out by the right way until we reached a suitable city to dwell in. So lift your hands and thank God for his marvelous kindness and for all his miracles of mercy for those he loves. How he satisfies the souls of thirsty ones and fills the hungry with goodness.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You called us out of darkness, from the futility of our own ways, from the futility of our family, and into the beauty of your goodness, into the beauty of your abundant love that has dealt with sin once and for all and given us newness of life. We appreciate you. Your will be done this day, Lord, as we remember you. You all over, all knowing, and you a very present help. So thank you for being with us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.